Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fucking bad here, blood.
Is that the title winning goal?
3 minutes of added time. Time.
Welcome along to Added Time. We are recording this on Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
We organised with Kunal. Adil, you weren't here for this, right? You weren't here. We said 2 o'clock, we'll meet at 2 p.m., right? So I go in, and, you know, it's winter time today, right? Vinterteed, right? I walk in, his clock says, says 5 to 3, right? So he goes, oh, and so he...
I didn't even know that there was winter time.
Oh, my God.
It's an Indian-Pakistani thing. Okay. We don't give a fuck,
going,
to be honest.
Why is the football not on? It should be on at 3. It's on at 2 o'clock. Because
so that's why when I woke up at... 7 o'clock.
You were going to be on my side. No. I thought there was going to be some kind of we could have a go at him here, but no.
No, that means that when I woke up 7 o'clock in the morning, it was 8. Does that mean because I always wake up at 8? I was surprised I woke up so early.
Time is all we got, man. Time is all we
from
got.
Nowhere, time is on our side.
I've been like a senior citizen the past 2 years. Doesn't matter when I go to sleep. My fucking I wake up at 8 o'clock
and
around
piss yourself.
Have every, a little cup of tea.
No, not a cup of tea, just like a cookie or something. I had a burger in the morning the other week.
Oh, wow. There we go.
And a cookie.
Train spotting.
Yeah.
Okay, which loss do we want to talk about first? All
we
of
all
our
lost,
three.
Didn't
yeah.
We all lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, great
did
weekend.
Did we score? None of us scored.
No.
We could get the Huddersfield one out the way. We just...
I think it was a difficult game to start with anyways.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at United... We had Swansea, United, Liverpool, and we thought if we get 3 points out of those three games, it's a great result. So we got that against United.
It didn't happen where we thought it would, but...
I got a little bit of shit from a mate of mine who's a United fan. Was like, oh, I see you got rolled over there.
But that's typical United.
I just can't believe it.
I got shit the other day as well. I was like, but you lost to Huddersfield last week. What are you on about?
Yeah. And someone wrote like, oh, finally someone beat Huddersfield and good on you. From the United fans, we thank you, Liverpool. And I was like,
what?
They hate each other. Why are you having a go at
that? Stupid.
You know, so
really stupid.
I don't think we had a shot on goal. People said we're too cautious.
Yeah.
I don't think that was true. I think what we are going to do when we go away to these big games like this, we're just going to try and hold on.
Yeah. I think that's the right way
of
doing it.
For like 65 minutes. Yeah. And we didn't deserve anything yesterday, but... We were a bit unlucky with the goals, actually.
I just think that if Wagner had an even better squad, he might go away and try to play his game.
Yeah.
But I think he realized it's not good enough to do that. I mean, if he had, for instance, Pochettino Spurs, I think he will try have a goal. Because away from home, they still do that. So I just think it's a simple matter of fact that the personnel, I think... Wagner as a coach, I don't think he will go and sit back at every big place, but I think that he does now because it's just
and
no
we play
point.
West Brom this weekend, so
yeah.
Let's go to United then. United Tottenham.
Oh, it was a messy game. We missed Kane a lot, of course, but then it was just frantic pace. It was just tempo was insane.
Second half was really good.
Yeah, no, it was an entertainment game because it was happening. A lot of half nothings, you know. Constantly, every situation felt like something could happen, but not that much happened.
Until the 76th minute when Dele Alli got that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the thing is, Dele Alli could have put us 1-0 up. It was a difficult chance, but he could have done better. And
that surely that would have been the game.
Yeah, but before that, I mean, we were hanging on for a while. For the first 15 minutes of the second half, they were still... And I remember distinctly saying, like, just around 70 minutes, I was thinking for myself, like, if this is a draw, I'll settle for a draw now. I will settle for a draw. But then we came into the game again. So it was a back and forth. It was difficult to say. But then when Martial came in, I just felt that he's going to fucking score again as he did before. And he did. It was kind of a messy goal. But at the same time, the way the game was being played, it was bound to somebody make a mistake because the pace, the pressing was crazy. It was insane. I mean, you couldn't tell who was home or away. And United really matched up. It was a good game for that sort of view, but obviously it's a terrible week for Spurs. I mean, out of the League Cup, I don't care about the League Cup, to be honest, at all. But because this bullshit about us have to winning a trophy, that's kind of the only...
And 2-0 up.
Yeah, of course. That's, of course, and the derby and all that shit. But I'm just saying from season point of view, we lost a lot of ground in the title race, which already looks really difficult with City.
Especially after a great week, Real Madrid drawing there. Then
great week and then disastrous week.
Liverpool. Yeah. And then, yeah. And should we just finish the Premier League? We'll talk about the Premier League.
Yeah.
Chelsea win, did Bournemouth.
Yeah.
City, I thought... They got a bit lucky with a couple of the goals, but that's what's happening. Great sides like that, of course. You know.
Good game.
Yeah, I thought one of the great games was Palace West Ham actually. An incredible photo. I don't know if you've seen it, where Bilic is just holding his head and Roy Hodgson's behind him, basically with hands up. And it was a beautiful photo of football, really.
Yeah. Both teams needed a three. Pointer there, especially Crystal Palace.
Palace's defending.
Yeah,
they looked like they weren't even
trying.
There.
No,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, they just sort of the cross came over, and there was like four of them in the box.
Did you see Ayew's goal?
Yeah.
Wow, what a week for him, no? He was outstanding against Tottenham with two goals, and you know this goal, surely the goal of the
He reminds me of Ayew, and then. And then we've got Brighton, Southampton today.
Yeah.
But I think, City seem to be just carrying on. And I think other teams are taking bites out of each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Arsenal down a goal against Swansea and then coming back. Ramsey scoring again. Seems like two games in a row they have played, like I said, Ozil and Sanchez. Seems a little bit better.
But this is Arsenal. You can have three games to the great or decent, and then they have one or two games with a disaster. The problem is with Arsenal, they don't have one blip. Like United, they play a game, Huddersfield have a blip, they lose. Next week, they're back on it better. Yeah. Same thing with City, Tottenham, even Liverpool sometimes have a bad game, they bounce back. But Arsenal can have like 2-3 weeks where it's just fucking the confidence is drained. So I just feel that, you know, we're going to see this with Arsenal. Now and again, they're going to pop up and win.
I think it's papering over the cracks.
Yeah.
I still don't think he's got the team.
No, of course.
And
I just think he's not the right man still. He's out of it. I mean, he's so pompous. It's stupid. These pompous managers.
Wouldn't it be great if he's been out of it for like, and then he comes and he says, "I got a real serious drug problem."
that would explain a lot.
He's been really stoned trying to put his tracksuit.
Oh, he's looking for the drugs and they're doing the game when he's going. But it's like, give me the fucking drug, give me the drug. And he's going too fast because he's stressed. Yeah. That sounds about right.
But it was a week. I mean, the United Tottenham could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But I thought that some of the big sides stepped up. You know, City beating West Brom kind of.
It was a good weekend for everybody around top six, except for Spurs, of course. But you know, that's
today,
football.
Another crucial game for both sides, I guess, especially for Everton away against Leicester. Leicester seems to gotten some effect with Shakespeare leaving.
Both, Mahrez both playing. Caretaker managers as well.
Yeah.
Talking of Shakespeare, Jay-Z came out the other day and said Chris Martin from Coldplay should be recognized as a modern day Shakespeare.
Wow, talking about drugs.
What the fuck does that even mean? Like,
drugs is a hell of a drug.
What the fuck does that even mean? What has he done that's similar to Shakespeare? If he would have said Mozart, he would have gone, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" But at least it's the same field. What the fuck has Shakespeare's got to do with this? He's not a writer, especially not a playwright.
Lyric-wise, I think Coldplay are lacking.
He's a playwright.
I'm sorry.
It's simple.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the first albums, it was more depth. you know, the trouble.
To be or not to
can
be.
We stop talking about Coldplay? Because I actually know two or three songs.
How's that even possible?
I know this something about bells ringing. That's one song, right?
Bells ring. Oh, no. Na, na, na,
yeah,
na,
that's
na,
one song. And then yeah. Someone yeah. Fix You.
Yeah,
someone
fix you.
Will Fix You.
Yeah. You know the hits. You know the hits. You're looking here at a bearded man who loves Coldplay.
Yeah,
a
you love Coldplay as well.
One off.
I don't. No, I do. I don't mind.
What the
them.
Hell is this? We've had like we've been to two concerts of them. We have millions of conversations where you go like, "Yeah, I forgot how good this bloody album is. It's
but
amazing."
That's a girlfriend sacrifice.
What the hell
it?
Is that? You texted me saying that the album was amazing.
Yeah, I SMS you on a daily basis some Chris Martin lyrics, and you always go, "Wow, that's very Shakespearean."
I even remember what it was because I was doing Drum Pyramida, walking on my way there. I was listening to it, and I said, "Yeah, you're right that it." Album is amazing. So you're a liar.
And you can see me on YouTube dancing to a Coldplay song.
That's
the
true.
Okay.
The
with
scientist.
A wolf mask on. On a
all
BBC
right.
Show. How about
the Italian league?
Yeah, Milan. You won in the week.
We won, and it looked pretty good against.
4-1.
Pretty good start against. Chievo had a good start in the league as well, so it wasn't. It just came out of the blue.
Did you think you might have?
Turned a corner?
To be honest, we don't know yet because this game against Juventus, it was expected kind of, you know, especially when the other teams, Inter, Napoli, Roma, Lazio, going so strong, Juventus will win against Milan in this shape. I would say looking at the stats and looking at the game, it was a 50-50 game, but the difference is they have Higuain, they have Dybala, they have Pjanic.
He got two?
He had two scoring chances, and they scored. It's so clinical, I don't even have the word, because he
clinical
looks,
is
yeah,
a good
but,
word
but he,
for
he looks fat at times, Higuain, but you know, the
can't say fat.
No, okay, big. He looks big, but just amazing. So I have not much to say about the game. We should have equalized just before halftime. Kalinic with an open goal hit the bar. Buffon was on it. If we have gotten that equalized, maybe it would have looked a little bit different. But you know, in the end, it was just Juventus is way too big for us right
too
now.
Good.
Too
yeah.
good.
How about Buffon saying he's going to retire? They have to win the Champions League. I thought that was quite big news.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, they were exactly. And he talked about this before the season as well, being his last World Cup. And, you know, and they asked him, and I want to ask you guys, that if you've never won the Champions League, he hasn't, okay?
No.
But he's been to three finals.
Yeah.
But he's won the World Cup. And they asked him, would you rather win the World Cup again or win the Champions League before you retire? What would your answer be? Like if
I'd won the World Cup,
yeah,
I'd win the World Cup.
You win the World Cup still. Yeah.
I still think the World Cup is World Cup for every footballer. I understand what you mean. There's a title it doesn't have, but Champions League, you can accidentally win it every year.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I mean, not, you know, you get a chance every year.
Yeah.
And World Cup, you injured that summer, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's of course, I think World Cup is bigger for players.
What a career, no though.
I'm just going to give you a little stat here. 20 years ago today, this Sunday, he made his Azzurri debut, age 19. And he's had 173 caps, one World Cup. The greatest ever.
I would say that,
yes.
Yeah.
The greatest goalkeeper ever?
He has been constantly at the top.
I mean, what about Dino's off?
No,
but he was really good, but he wasn't.
I think what you just said, I think that what makes him the greatest. I mean, we're talking about 20 years in the national team where they have reached finals, they won World Cup, and he's been number one in a top team throughout the years. And then you can argue, of course, that, yeah, he hasn't won the Champions League, which is just more an amazing, weird coincidence than
in
it is anything else.
In such a very top Italian team as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like he played
He hasn't played from the whole time, have they? No, of course.
No,
he played with Parma.
For a long time, Parma. To be honest, where he could have won the Champions League is maybe the past 10 years.
Yeah.
No, but they had this epic final against Milan 2001 as well, that you know, it was on penalties and Juventus.
Old Trafford.
Yeah, exactly. And Juventus was, to be honest, the better team during this. So there's almost like a ghost for Juventus to not win the Champions League. All like both Milan and Inter has won it since then.
I just think it's a very underrated trade in players, to be honest, that how much they can play a season and consistency. And he must be one of the most consistent goalkeepers. I mean, you can hardly remember mistakes he made. He made one mistake for Italy last year.
Yeah.
And one made for Juventus. But we're talking about, you know, a lustrous career. I mean, I know. I think he's probably, modern time at least, he's the best.
Fitness levels as well. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
never injured.
Yeah.
Never misses a game.
No.
I mean, really, goalkeepers don't miss bunch of loads of seasons, but some do.
How do you reckon Donnarumma will feel?
To be honest, and now I'm going to be a little bit harsh against him. Now I've seen him for over a year, and I would like to say that
he's not complete.
He's a quite good goalkeeper, but it will take a lot for him to even be considered as the next Buffon, to be honest. It has been a lot about his age. And of course, age is with him. But, you know, just looking at some of the goals he has... You know, okay, there's one thing with the feet. The feet can always get better, right? But some of the goals he lets in shouldn't be there, even
sure
if you're 18 or 19.
Early on,
no, but I mean, he's just so young. So if he can continue to progress, of course, he'll be top keeper. But it's like every player in that age, any position, goalkeeper, striker, midfield. There's ton of players that come that are amazing when they're 18, 19. And then when they're 23, you forget about them. You don't even know they exist.
So it
happens. So
it
takes
a
couple of seasons.
Dele Alli, kind of, you know, he came on... And he's had a bit of a tough season this season.
Yeah, but he's still class.
Yes, I know.
I'm not
completely forgetting him, but you kind of forget that he's so young.
No, but I think he was overhyped by the media last season for sure.
Talking of overhype, England winning the World Cup under 17s yesterday.
Yeah.
They were 2-0 down against Spain.
Yeah.
Came back 1-5-2. They've got a guy from Man City called Phil Foden.
Yeah.
Pep Guardiola said in an interview earlier in the season that he didn't want to loan him up and think he was going to be in the big squad. And he was saying that he's the best youngster they have at City.
Yeah.
So earlier in the season, the first thing Pep said was that. And he had some appearances for City already. In the preseason, he played a lot. So he's the starlet player of the under-19s of England.
But now there's that whole talk, the golden generation, blah, blah, blah.
Come on.
But
they did win the other one as well, under-20.
Under-20, and they won the Toulon tournament as well.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a responsibility now for the English teams to put these players in the team?
But
not just on it because they're English, but, you know, I mean, you do get better. It's like comedy.
Yeah.
You do get better by doing more gigs.
But I think that could be the problem because it's all about... Right now, if you look at the bigger teams, like they have so much money, they have so many international players, and it's all about winning games, right? So I would say yes, I would like to see, and I think a lot of people would like to see these young players winning, you know, these under.
You do not win anything with kids.
No, but I still don't see that happening too much. Sorry, but I think the way...
I mean, to be honest, under 19, under 20, under 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see some sorts that, you know, they're doing a decent job at that age group. There is a talent pool in this country. But if you look at statistics, who win the under tournaments and who win the World Cups later on, it's never the same. The World Cup is usually the usual 5-6 suspects.
Yeah.
And then
surely Spain have had their...
And then Germany as well,
but
you know,
Germany,
of course.
Switzerland had for a while ago...
Sweden won the under-21
Euros. Look at that. How many of those are in the national team now?
One. Two players.
Yeah, 1-2 players.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's it. I mean, it happens, but I don't... And that year Sweden won. It was a Portugal's golden generation. With all those players in there, and you said, "Oh, this is going to be amazing." Yeah. They did win the European Championship, but it wasn't with the generation reached the final under 20s. So I mean, it happens. I don't think you should put that much weight. Just enjoy the success. Put a title in your cabinet for the national team. That's good for them.
Maybe a trophy in a cabinet.
Yeah,
I don't know if you put a title in there, but
it's a title.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a matter. I mean, we'll see. I mean, a couple of years, but this happens all the time. I mean, look at all these Chelsea players that you talked about, that they won the FA Youth Cup years in a row. They won with England. They played brilliant. It was like, oh, these... Where are they now? Who of the Chelsea superstars have really, really made an impact? Tammy Abraham playing at Swansea. That's okay. He's not a superstar. Chaloba, where the fuck is... I mean, he's not doing...
Casey Palmer's at Huddersfield.
No, they're doing all right on loan. A decent Premier League players. They're not superstars.
Yeah.
I mean, the English players that broken through in the national team didn't have...
What I'm saying is, could they be better players if they were playing regularly?
Of course, for sure.
Yeah.
But what are you supposed to do? I mean...
Get Wenger off the crack.
I think they should loan them... The Premier League team should loan them out to lesser leagues in Europe.
Quite a cool story yesterday. A lot of the time I follow, you know, on Twitter, you know, clubs have their own Twitter now. Bradford Park Avenue... they were playing yesterday. They were 2-1 down. 87th minute. This was their tweet. We can confirm that Crocom, who was our goalkeeper, has been sent off for urinating during the game. We are not joking. It was actually true.
That's fucking amazing.
He actually had to take a wee. He couldn't stop.
And Bradford, but they're like in conference.
Yeah, it's like non-league. But he had to have a wee. And
he did.
He got sent off for urinating on.
He did it,
but he did it. He did it while the audience was watching. He just had it by the goal line.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did he just pee himself? Wow.
You think with 3 minutes to go, just piss yourself.
Piss yourself,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, shitting yourself is really bad. Pissing yourself, you know, it might have been raining anyways. It was raining all over England.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the rain,
this is a way of...
It gets a bit warm.
Yeah, but this is also a way of making the history books, right? So if you're playing in a conference team and
it's not a great way to make history books.
I don't think he...
I would like to...
You murdered 25 people. Yeah, but it's a way to get into history books.
A lot of people do that for that reason, I promise you.
Yeah, tell me not to be near you in any situation.
But that's... Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was thinking like, oh, 3 minutes to go with 2-1 down. Yeah, Kunal mentioned the history books.
Like, yeah.
What were you remembered for, Granddad? What were you in the history books
I
for?
I peed on the pitch.
I think that's amazing. I would like to say that.
Well, why don't you just do it?
Because I don't play in that.
Well, that's non-league. You can do it in non-league.
Will
I get sent off? Yeah.
Corpen.
Of course you get sent. You only a medal.
Exactly.
The ref's like, hold on. Let's give him a medal and let us keep going because he peed on the pitch.
How about looking at Allsvenskan?
Yeah.
That was kind of, it's more or less sorted now.
Yeah, it is. It's still about the last European spots. Malmö's already won it.
Yeah.
And then we have AIK, Djurgården, Östersund, and kind of Häcken, you know, fighting about the last spot, the last two spots. AIK surely with all in their hands playing Gothenburg tomorrow. Djurgården playing Jönköping Söder. It's two games left. I will be really surprised if we don't see both AIK and Djurgården in
Do you think Norrköping Norra is really upset that Jönköping Söder is going well?
Jönköping. Yeah.
I was going to say also the Dalkurd getting promoted.
Yeah.
That's big news.
That's really big news. Both Bromma Pojkarna is back and Dalkurd is in Allsvenskan next year. Really exciting. And what a way of doing it. You know, they've gone almost straight up from Division 6 up to Allsvenskan. That's...
I think they should do something like Athletic Bilbao. They should have like a limit that they need to have certain amount of players who had Kurdish heritage.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of Kurdish players.
Yeah, of course. But, oh, by the way, is it racist? I've thought about that before. Nobody talks about it, right? Nobody mentions it. Nobody talks about it. But isn't it really weird? And how fucking successful is that team? Athletic Bilbao only has products from that area, and they can still keep on going. Yeah.
And it's not like Spain or Catalonia are having any problems at the moment either. No. I mean, Yorkshire, the Yorkshire cricket team,
yeah,
they used to only pick people from Yorkshire. That was their massive tradition until about 1983 or something. And then...
that's incredibly...
And then one of the first ones they ever got was your little guy, Tendulkar.
Yeah.
All right, was it?
Yeah.
The little master.
Was he the first one to break that?
Yeah,
of course he was.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even think it was like the next door village or the next city. It was and like, they, let's go to India. Listen, we're going to break the square area of 12 miles. Let's just widen it a little bit. How about
India?
20 miles, Tommy? How about 2,000 miles, Richard?
There's a really nice photo of Tendulkar with like a Yorkshire flat cap on.
Yeah,
and he's holding a pint of beer, and he does look incredibly uncomfortable.
He had a cool name though, Tendulkar.
Yeah,
I mean, we think fame is a big thing, but that guy there, you know, sporting wise, did you see the Ronaldo winning another award for best player?
Yeah,
Giroud winning best goal. Puskas.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the team they picked. Did you see the European team?
Yeah,
yeah.
Bonucci is there.
Yeah, I was.
He was really good last year.
That was my big surprise. Still, he was good, but he wasn't best in Europe.
He was him best. He was best.
Him and PK best in Europe.
Not PK, but Bonucci. Surely, you know, they went to the final, all the playoffs. But listen, keeping a clean sheet.
He just started
until
really
the finals
bad this year.
Last year,
he just seems like he switched clubs. But and this is retirement.
No, he's still young. But what I want, he's 28. So what I wanted to say is, you need to remember with Bonucci, because I do agree he has had an awful start at Milan, so has all the team, of course. But he started this way in Juventus as well. So hopefully he will grow into it.
Yeah, sure he would. I just didn't think he was maybe the best.
I felt good to have a Milan player in the world team, to be honest. It felt really, really good. It was only Real Madrid, Barcelona, and like one Juventus and one Milan. I was like, Milan.
Wouldn't it be better if he actually got it because of the performance?
Come on,
in Milan?
I need the smalls win right now. Come on, just let me have this.
It's gonna be the Champions League.
Yeah.
So that'll be, I know that Celtic are at home to Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Brendan
it's
Rodgers.
It's basically it's the second leg, you could say, on the same games.
United, Benfica, and then Liverpool at home after winning 7-0.
7-0.
Yeah.
Away. So and they Tottenham, should.
Tottenham Real.
Real Madrid on Wednesday.
Will Kane be back?
He hasn't said anything about that. But even if he is back, if he's not 100%, rest him.
Yeah.
I think that group is not done.
No.
But we have a lot of. We got three more chances to.
You have it in your own hands.
Yeah, we just
so
basically
say, yeah.
need. We need to win.
Southampton just scoring. Sorry for interrupting. Davis.
We just need to win basically one of the three games. And maybe we can lose all three and even go through. So.
Yeah. Also, I'm really looking forward to Napoli Manchester City. That was a really good game last time. City starting really good, Napoli coming back. I think it will be a spectacular game again.
Yeah, it's still in the group stage. I think we're getting into the point of the group stage is that the groups look kind of. So now it's mostly most interesting who's going to finish second or third.
Yeah.
Because almost every group has one clear winner.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's usually the case as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the Premier League, the away, the colours that people are wearing, the players, the teams?
Yeah. Wow.
What the hell's going on?
Seizure. They're not wearing their like Stoke Watford yesterday. Stoke were wearing a kind of weird white and red, and they're playing Watford, who play in yellow. There's no clash there.
No,
I know. I've noticed that a lot. I hope it's not, but I'm
but
starting
it's
to think.
It's a sponsor thing.
Exactly,
it's a sponsor thing, of course.
It's a sponsor thing, and I don't like it. I think away, if your colours don't match, you always should play with your first kit.
Yeah, it's just nonsense, it's a sponsorship.
It's just nonsense to play with your...
It's a sponsorship. I remember when Milan was in, used to be in the Champions League, and Adidas used to tell Milan, play this colour in the final.
No, but, even a lot of teams have different sponsors in Europe and domestic. So a lot of nowadays, a lot of clubs have one domestic sponsor and one European.
Yeah.
But still, I've seen games where they sometimes play with their original, like Tottenham play with the white away, and the next time they don't, and there's no clash. I'm like, why didn't... No,
it's a sponsor thing.
No, but what's the sponsor thing there? That's what I'm saying. If it would be every time we play
away... To sell
away,
more different shirts. Come on, it's easy.
Yeah, we've got three strips.
Yeah.
Everyone's got three kits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we sometimes wear this like kind of dark purple one, and we just don't need to.
I don't see out of sponsor deals how that is helpful in any way, because I understand if they had wear different tops for different regions and it was a different sponsor. But the thing is, it's just a color. It's the same sponsor. It's just a color that is different, and it makes no fucking sense.
But if you have...
Wait, can we finish? What would happen? Let somebody just go and see a shirt and see, oh, you know what? I like the blue one as well. I've seen it two times, but I'm going to see it again. But it just doesn't make any sense.
But it works like that. The exposure, if you're exposed to a thing that you kind of like, then you will buy it. That's how it works. I think that's why they have three kits.
Wow, the guru. No, if you are exposed to something, you will buy it.
But to be honest, if you look at games...
I work in commerce, Dave.
Yeah. Yes. If you look at games, though, and I think fans, I mean, how many people go and buy all three stripes for every season? They don't. They buy usually one. And if they buy one, they usually buy the colors, which is your team. So when you go to games, it doesn't look like a fucking idiot.
They're supporting a different team. I don't know. It's like,
but it's so stupid to buy colours.
Look at the United games. They have blue ones as well.
I think people, like, say someone would buy a top, go on holiday, and they'd have like the blue Tottenham.
For instance,
and people would go, "Oh, he's a proper fan."
But listen. You can still... That's the thing. They're still there. If you're that kind of a fan, you don't need to have every other game with different fucking shirts.
No, but what I'm saying is, look at this, Adil.
You don't need that.
Listen,
the argument is stupid. That's what I'm saying. It just goes back to the same thing. The fans who does like that, they'll buy the other shirts as well, because you see the shirt.
What we should
because do. Sometimes they clash. They do clash. So quite often they clash and shit. But sometimes they don't need to do it, and then they still do it.
Kunal, your thing next week, because you work in commerce, is to Google second shirts per sales next to first shirts. And we can change the game. What about... we saw that Anders Barth... he signed with Finland, something FC Kitos or something like that. And so that's excellent for him.
Yeah, that's great.
If he's listening, well done. And Korku, which is throat, and Gurkha in Finnish, same word. Bit of stand up.
Wow, that's weird.
How did they come up with that?
Sounds like
Stoke. Let's have a look at on Saturday, November the 4th. I'll be gone till November, Who sang that?
Wyclef Jean.
Wyclef Jean.
Thank you.
You know, I knew that.
That. Stoke Leicester.
That sounded much more cool.
Okay, sorry.
Stoke Leicester, early game at 12:30 here. And then
nothing to wake you up like a Stoke Leicester game, eh?
Yeah. That. Huddersfield West Brom. We're hoping we can get something there. Newcastle Burnley is on Monday, but Newcastle Bournemouth is on Saturday. Southampton Burnley, Swansea Brighton, then the late game is West Ham Liverpool. So it looks like the big teams are waiting on the Sunday, and yes they are. It's a London derby, Tottenham against Palace. Come on, you must be guaranteed there. City Arsenal, Chelsea Man United.
Wow.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
What a Sunday.
And then Everton versus Watford, a repeat of the 1984 FA Cup final. And it was 2-0. John cried, wasn't it? That was that one.
From nowhere else.
I have no idea.
I'm on tour.
I was four.
I'm on tour. I've done two shows. Thanks for asking, lads. And
we've asked you before the show.
Yeah, but people want to know. They want to know our personal relationship. Do they care? He started his tour. I wonder if they're going to ask him. it's good. It's gone great. Thank you to the audience in Norrköping and Göteborg. This week I'm doing Västerås, which is sold out, and then doing two shows in Malmö. 4 o'clock show and 7:30, and they're both sold out.
Would you be happy or sad if somebody during your gig, old person, died of laughter? Was laughing and had a heart attack while laughing. Would you be really upset, or would you be like, that's kind of cool?
Or would you even care because you're a superstar?
I mean, it's all right.
Would I like to be in the history books?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you're already in the history books. You're Al Pitcher.
I would
best third goalkeeper in the history
I would
of
say
Yorkshire.
I'd be very sad for the family.
Yeah.
But then I'd...
Like 10 years later, how would you feel?
Would you laugh about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, of course. It's comedy. I mean, you should be able to do it.
And hopefully the family would then like bring out a comment like, it's what he would have wanted.
To die?
And then I take all the credit.
He left a suicide note before, though.
Everything I think about to die, I always, think about the Australian... Have you heard the Australian joke? That's really bad.
No.
No.
So it's I remember this for like. No, yeah, it's a racist joke.
Oh, here we go.
It's not racist that way.
So next week again, right?
It's a person that comes down to this hillbilly area of Australia, like really this hillbilly place, right? He goes in and it's a black guy. He goes in and they look at it and they say, "Did you come here to die?" And he said, "No, I came yesterday." Funny.
What?
Like 30
Why does
years
it have
old?
To be a black person? Oh, I come here to die because he's racist. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay.
The guy is a racist and he says, did you come here to die? He said, no, I came yesterday.
to die.
You were so afraid. You couldn't
really
get it.
I was afraid of the racism, but the joke is on the guy going to die.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay, not brilliant, but you know.
And you, Kunal Faki, have you got any gigs this week?
I'm doing Så ska det låta next week again. So listening to a lot of singers and stuff, which is great.
Do you ever dream of being they go, oh, there's one person down, could you get up,
and I revive him?
No, they haven't turned up. They're stuck in traffic. They're you will, there's you been will a
sing.
Crash
well, I can't so sing like, mate.
Yeah, but you go, yeah, I'll do it.
If you watch the show, trust me, you can't do it. It's above my knowledge by far.
What if it's a Coldplay special?
Coldplay special, yeah, I'd do it. No, if I knew that the themes would be songs that... No, you know, sometimes you get it, but they're musicians, so they get it, you know, they play like ding, dong, ding, and you're like, what the hell was that? And like, it is... And it's not like it's rehearsed, but they do send in like 20, 30 songs, and then one or two of them will get picked. So at least they have some kind
My wife is very good at that kind of, when you hear ding ding, she's like, I know that song.
Yeah.
I used to play, you know when ringtones were a thing?
Yeah.
Were
cool.
And I used to go through the computer when we're really romantically, you know, meeting each other. I'd just play a song and she'd get it, and we'd do it all night. It was just... You know, something to get us through.
Why are you crying?
We'll cut this bit. So I'll see you in Västerås and Malmö. Thank you for listening. How about you, Kuni? You got anything?
I got work to do and nothing.
Did you get a ticket for Sverige?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So you
going? I'm going, yeah. It's I'm going with my Friday, brother. It? Yeah, it's on a Friday. Yeah, it's going to be cool. See you there, guys, if you're going.
Wow.
Shit, cut that out.
That's it.
That's it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.